Welcome to 5 Minutes in the Word. This is your daily podcast that spends a few minutes exploring God's Word. We are continuing our study in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 12, looking at verses 4 and 5, read from the New King James Version. Paul gives a new picture of the identity of God's redeemed people. He says they are like a body. So let's listen to Romans chapter 12, verses 4 and 5, read from the New King James Version. For we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Again, Romans chapter 12, verses 4 and 5, read from the New King James Version. I'll be back with insights and close with prayer. This is Hope Scott, and I am your host of the podcast, 5 Minutes in the Word. I pray that as you listen, you gain fresh insights as we study God's Word together. 5 Minutes in the Word is not only available on your favorite podcast apps, including Amazon Podcasts and Spotify. You can now listen at 6 a.m. every morning on KingdomPraiseRadio.com. Thank you. Again, that was Romans chapter 12. Verses 4 and 5, read from the New King James Version, and I'm sharing from Life Application Study Bible, and I grabbed a little from the commentary, mostly from Benson's commentary. So let's go ahead and listen to what the commentaries, how they explain these verses. Paul is replacing the national identity that had once set Israel apart as God's people. He introduces a beautiful comparison drawn from the human body. There are various members in the human frame, all useful, all honorable in their proper place, and all designed to promote the order and beauty and harmony of the whole. So the church is one body, consisting of many members, and each is suited to be used, useful, and comely in its proper place. Paul uses the body as a metaphor or an analogy of how we need to work together as Christians, Jews and Gentiles, those who he already told us not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought. So maybe there were people in high offices or who had lots of money, and you had those who were didn't have as much. So he's telling them that we all should be able to work together as the body works together. Each of us has one body, but it has many parts. You have eyes, ears, fingers, toes, blood vessels, muscles, and each part has a special function. Not every part of our body can see. Not every part of our body can hear, but all must work together if the body is going to move and act correctly. Just as our physical bodies are composed of many parts, so Christ's body is made up of many believers who all perform different works. And as our bodies cannot be taken apart, so we belong to each other in the body of Christ. The members work together to make the body work. When it is done, when it is not done, the body suffers. We must be humble and recognize our partnership in the body of Christ. So, and as you think about that analogy, just imagine so many ministers and other comedians and other people have made the joke of what if the ear wanted to do something different? It didn't want to be the ear anymore, or the nose didn't feel like being the art orifice for smell. Or maybe your feet didn't want to be the feet anymore. They wanted to be the hands. And you can see how that just does not make sense. It doesn't work together. Even though there are people whose, because of deformities, other parts of their bodies are used ways that, weren't the way they were designed to be used. But because of their deformity, they've been forced maybe to use their feet. Like there's a painter in our area who has been deformed all of his life, and he makes beautiful paintings with his feet. Or there may be someone whose physical challenges keeps them from using even their feet and their hands, and they use their mouth to paint. So not to say that it can't work, but it works better the way God designed it, so that each body part fulfills its function, or each member of God's body fulfills his or her function that God has designed them for. The person in the pew can't be the pastor, can't be the leader, can't tell the pastor, "Well, this is what you should do. This is how it should work." When God has given the pastor the vision, and for us to acknowledge and follow that leadership. But let me go ahead and continue. This is what we may learn: that no member of the Church of Christ should esteem himself to be of no more importance, and in his own place, he may be of as much consequence as the man learning, as the man of learning, wealth, and talent may be in his. So again, don't assume that maybe you have more degrees than the pastor. He's still your leader. Maybe you have more degrees than the person who's the teacher of the class. Maybe your wealth. You feel that this entitles you to whatever position. Maybe you feel your talent entitles you to do whatever. But God is saying, and Paul is saying through the Word of God, that we should not esteem ourselves, better than the person that God has assigned that task. The second thing we learn, God designed that there should be no differences of endowments of nature or of grace in the church, just as it was needful that there should be differences in the members of the human body. The stomach can't do the same thing as the throat. Each body has a separate part and a separate job. No one should despise or lightly esteem another. All unnecessary. Just like I need my stomach, I need my teeth to chew. I need, even if I don't have teeth, maybe I need my gums to chew things. But every body part is important. Only then can our gifts be used effectively, and only then can we appreciate others' gifts. God gives us gifts so we can build up His church. To use them effectively, we must realize that all gifts and abilities come from God, and understand that not everyone has the same gifts, nor all the gifts know who they are and what they do best. Dedicate our gifts to God. So we can't decide. You let God decide. Dedicate the gift to God. He's going to show us how to use it for His service, and not our own personal success, but be willing to utilize our gifts wholeheartedly, not holding back anything from God's service. And that was Life Application Study Bible. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this analogy. We thank you for the metaphor of the body and representing your body, representing the church, that every part of our body is important, just as every member of the church is important in their own way, from the leader, who is the pastor, to those who keep the church clean, those who teach, those who maybe don't have a particular job to do in the church, but are there as the ministers may call a pew member. Everybody has a task. So we thank you for that. And we thank you, Father, that we don't decide, you know, I'm better than you because I have this office. So thank you for reminding us of that, Father. Father, we're praying for those who need you in a special way. So much is going on. You are in control. Nothing takes you by surprise, even if it takes us by surprise. So we thank you, Father. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your Holy Spirit guiding us. Thank you for your Son who died for our sins. Thank you for angel protection. Praying for, again for answered prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen.